Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Injury Time, the footnote edition where we answer the questions sent in by you. And thankfully, we have a lot of them. I am Sandeep Menon, and to help me decipher these questions, I have with me Shlok and Akarsh. Hey guys.
Hi Sandeep.
Yeah,
hi.
Long time no see.
Please use my alias.
Oh, football Baba, not Akarsh, football Baba. So let's get right to it. So I'm going to go with the first questions. Rayo Arahan has asked, any inside scoop on impending culling at BFC? Hillbit, what should be the ideal rejuvenation plan for them considering 3+1 next season, which is the foreign rule? Go for broke with a new set of foreigners or start looking for an able Indian understudy for Sunil who can maybe ease his load down the road. So I'll give you a little bit about the impending culling. From what I've heard, Rahul Beke is on his way out to Mumbai. I think they've signed the deal already. This is what I've been told. There's no official confirmation about any of these. This is just what I picked up from the ether. And I think BSC are actually in for Sarthak Golwai, but not really sure if they will be able to sign him because he would preferably like to stay back in Kolkata itself. He is with East Bengal right now. So I'm not sure how that will work. And they have released Fran, they have released Christian Opseth, and who's the other guy? Cisco Fernandez, who was signed for a short-term deal anyway. Deshaun Brown is already, the contract was terminated and he's been transferred to Northeast. So they have Clayton Silva, Eric Parthalu, Dimas Delgado, and Juanan. Dimas, I think, is going to leave at the end of the season because Parth Jindal tweeted goodbye to Dimas and then deleted it. But, you know, screenshots ke zamane mein, like, nothing like that works. So, but anyway, like from the beginning of the season, there was a feeling that this is probably going to be Dimas' last year. So, he's probably going to look for a replacement for him. The AFC champions. Sorry?
Sorry, presume Reddy had also let it slip of sorts in one of these matches that it's probably Dimas' last season or something like that.
So I had asked him right at the beginning only when the season starts, like, do you have any extra expectation because this might be, because he signed a 1-year deal only and he's also 36-37 and he looks like a person, I've seen him during training, he looks like someone who's probably going to end up being a coach because he's really in tune with everything and he really wants to know. He used to sort of sit with Carles on the top and watch them train and give pointers and things. He's like a coach on the field. So he's probably going in that direction soon. But generally saying, look, the AFC Cup in April is coming. So they will need to get at least one foreigner extra. If Dimas probably is not going to feature with the new coach's philosophy and what kind of situation he wants. And they need to go for a rejuvenation. Absolutely. 3+1 rule. It makes sense. I mean, they have Eric for the plus one. So they need to get the others absolutely spot on. And what this actually means is that one more Indian gets to start the game and every game. So their Indian recruitment has been subpar, I would say, in the last few years. So, I mean, generally recruitment has been subpar. So they really need to go for broke and get the right place if they want to keep challenging. But if they have a long-term project, 2-3 years down the line, they want to have a sustained success after a couple of years, they can go down that route also. But for that, you need the right kind of coach. Because if you have listened to the previous podcast that we did with the I-League, you're talking about how BFC in the first run of their successful first 3 years with Ashley, every year after success, they improved. They increased the competition from goalkeepers to from Pawan to Moya to Amrinder and then finally to Gurpreet. Every year, they made sure there was competition in those positions. In the wings, Udanta was never given like, he was a set starter for the last couple of years. That was never the case under Ashley. Although he started everything, he was forced to perform at that level. And in midfield, they bought Eugene after the first year. In defense, they needed a better left back, so they bought Fanai at that time. Then Nishu came, so Beke came. So they've always improved on winning seasons, and this time also they'll probably need to go down that road. And as far as Sunil Chhetri is concerned, I don't think there is anybody in Indian football who can replace Sunil. Does anybody else differ in that opinion?
No, not at the moment. Can't see it happening. But Bengaluru FC, I think there are good. Either you have a, well, again, air quotes, money ball strategy or something like that. But I think, so basically, I think BFC are in a position where JSW is supposed to sort of not go, crazy with the budgets and everything. And there's always an IPL team to look at, right? And IPL is a money-making business. So BFC ka hai, matlab this is actually a very bad situation for BFC, because in general they were the go-to team for a lot of national team players, and generally the heavyweights of the Indian players and Indian national team. Generally, you would find a lot of national team players playing in BFC, and vice versa. That would actually help the Indian team for a while. But Apsara, there are lots of other teams that sort of are very attractive, and basically level playing field ho gaya after the first couple of seasons. BFC were given a bit of a lift by the draft system when they joined, because other teams also dismantled, right? But ab thoda mushkil hai. The road is sort of a little bleak. Let's see how it goes.
But one thing that I always admired about them, when they first came through, they didn't have the biggest budget, but they still managed to be successful. The budget thing mostly came into the position once they came to the ISL. Uske pehle they were pretty well run, and they had a lot of players who were on the cusp of breaking in, and they would bring in and then they'll mold them into a really good player and then improve them, which is something that I think they have missed in the last few years. Other than, say, Suresh Rangam and then Nishu Kumar, I can't really remember, think of a player who's absolutely... come there and I felt like they've improved.
Yeah, right now Ashik is on the ropes in terms of...
But he has played as a left back. Like, what's the point of getting an attacker and turning him into a left back?
Yeah, I understand that. And actually, Subhashish Bose, when he went to BFC, also completely sort of fell off my radar. While he was he's probably the most exciting player for me in the season before, when he was bombing forward
Pune.
Very, Roberto Carlos sort of way. Very old reference. I can't find a Marcelo Garlo, chalo. Marcelo way. Like an Akash Mishra today, right? For Hyderabad, playing that freedom, bombing forward. He was, Subhashish Bose was that for Mohan Bagan in a very carefree role. It was so fun to watch him. And suddenly, when he joined BFC, it was sort of, his legs were a little tired. And aisa lag raha tha, matlab, doesn't have the entire freedom. Sometimes BFC were too mechanical. So yeah, that player always comes to my mind when I'm like, yaar, ye to mera favorite player hua karta tha, and sort of ab wo ATK Mohan Bagan mein kuch kar raha hai apna, in a system where you have five defenders and all that. So it should work for him, but Michael Souza Raj was playing ahead of him. So will play ahead of him if he wasn't playing, I don't know.
Yeah. So I think that's about BFC. It's a lot of question marks about them. New coach also, so we don't really know what direction is going. So we'll move on to the next question. It's from Manju. I'll come to you, Shlok. Did Hyderabad FC get lucky with so many draws in this season? Do you see them doing the same next season?
Because
you were talking about this just a couple of minutes before we started recording.
Yeah, no. It's hard to define lucky exactly, right? I mean, you could also say they were unlucky to win the Goa game and qualify. So... I don't think they were lucky in the sense of, I don't feel like fifth place was undeserved for them. I feel like they achieved, maybe they could have gotten fourth as well in that sense. So, yeah, I mean, but again, luck is always like an undeniable part of football. You can argue Mumbai was lucky to win the title. You can argue ATKMB is lucky to be at second. There's a lot of things you can say about luck, right? Sorry. So there's that. But the main question being, do I see them doing the same next season? One thing is, I feel like they will lose a certain amount of players. It will be tough to regroup a similar competent group of foreigners. That's going to be their main challenge. Youth wise, I think Sana's on a multi-year contract, Liston's on a multi-year contract. So there will be continuity with the manager and the players. But it's just that ability to have a similar, if not the same team again, in terms of foreigners, that's going to be really tough for them. But I do think that if with this squad, they should be able to contend for top four. Again, it depends a lot on how other teams build up as well. It's a bit early to say. We never know, which other team is just going to put in the money and get everything going because SCEB, if SC signs that extension, they'll have a lot of money as well. I would say it's a bit early to say then.
This draw wale thing, no? I have, that Arsenal invincible season.
Yeah.
So they went the whole season unbeaten. I think they had 12 draws. I'm
Yeah.
not completely sure. I think they have 12 draws.
Yeah.
And for me, a Manchester City crossing 100 odd points in a season is a bigger deal than, invincible season. Just because draws are just, they kill a title challenge or they kill
Yeah.
a top four push, right? Like Akash was saying earlier, and with the you rather have one win and two losses than two draws and one loss. It's from a point perspective, because that's what it makes it easier. And then you have these unbeaten runs that both Goa and Hyderabad went on, 12 and 13, completely littered with draws. So would if I was writing this copy, and I would say they haven't won in this many games. Rather than saying they're unbeaten in this many games, but I guess that's a glass half empty approach.
No, I get your points. But I think Hyderabad can continue this. I mean, there's a lot that is dependent on player retention and how other clubs do, like Shlok had mentioned. But in general, I don't think Hyderabad got lucky any time in this season. I think they deserved a lot of the points they won. Most of the points they won, they probably
Probably
deserve.
deserved a few more.
Yeah, probably deserve more
Could
points.
have, yeah.
Like their last defeat, Ekto, I'm completely blown away by this stat that their last defeat was 13 games ago. Like, it's incredible. How have I not seen? Maybe I missed this. Maybe I wasn't fully watching the game or all that, because I keep seeing on social media FC Goa has unbeaten run again. Oh, Hyderabad haven't lost for 12 matches. That is an incredible stat. And
Yeah, I mean,
essentially,
look at it from last season, like it's
yeah, when
massive, no?
they couldn't keep a clean sheet, etc.,
Why?
etc. Yeah, and funny thing is, even when they lost the matches, that little blip, that is it. They lost three matches in a row, and one was against Kerala Blasters, where they should have won. That was one of those matches where you expected ki finally Hyderabad FC have a match where they are not sort of underdog, that this is the match they can win, and they ended up losing,
Yeah.
right? And they lost before that against Mumbai City, and the Goa loss. The Goa loss was the one that has sort of also come back to haunt them, because they were the better team against FC Goa. And they eventually lost. I think they lost 2 goals to Angulo. Sometimes I forget.
Pandita. They
Oh,
just got Pandita.
this was Pandita.
One was Pandita, one was Angulo. Last minute pe ekdam, I remember dono free kick, I think.
One was
Oh,
Pandita.
yeah.
The other was, I think, an error. Who's the goalkeeper for Hyderabad? Is it Kattimani?
कट्टीमनी खेल रहा होगा हाँ
Kattimani.
कट्टीमनी हाँ
काटीमनी एरर जो नीचे से निकल गया था उसके. एंड दिस वाज आल्सो द मैच, आई थिंक, जिसमें जिसमें मनोलो वाज लाइक कि इफ आई वाज द मैनेजर, आई वुड बी इफ आई वाज द ओनर, आई वुड सैक माय सेल्फ बिकॉज आई मेड दीज टू सब्स्टिट्यूशन एंड
या
दैट.
या या
तो मतलब यार, इट्स इनक्रेडिबल टू नो दैट दिस हैपेंड 13 गेम्स अगो, एंड अनफॉर्चूनेटली हैदराबाद हैव ओनली वन 4 गेम्स
देन
सिंस.
इवन बगान आल्सो, आई थिंक दे शुड हैव वन द सेकंड मैच. दे वर डैम अनलकी टू
दैट इज द
नॉट विन.
रीजन That is the
हाँ
reason.
अरे दैट गोल वाज ऑफसाइड आल्सो
Yeah.
यार दैट लेट गोल यार, वो ऑफसाइड यार, आई एम गोइंग टू डिबेट दैट ऑफसाइड. वो ऑफसाइड रिप्ले में नहीं पता चला तो क्या तुम ऑफसाइड रूल करोगे? मतलब यू आर अ वार वीएआर फैन और यू आर नॉट. मतलब यू कांट बी कंप्लेनिंग अबाउट
या
वीआर एंड देन सॉर्ट ऑफ बी मोनिंग अबाउट एन ऑफसाइड व्हिच अ ह्यूमन आई हैज गिवन बाय अ मिलीमीटर, राइट? सो आई थिंक दैट ऑफसाइड वाज ओके फॉर मी. होता है, मतलब चलता है, इट जनरली आउट. बट हाँ, दैट गोल वॉज एक्चुअली मोर कॉस्टली फॉर लाइक इट इम्पैक्टेड हैदराबाद सीजन रादर देन मोहन बगान सीजन, बिकॉज दैट दैट ड्रॉ एटीके मोहन बगान ड्रॉ और लॉस वुडंट हैव मैटर्ड. द फाइनल
हाँ
इक्वेशन गोइंग इनटू द मैच वुड हैव बीन द सेम. सो एक्चुअली दैट लेट गोल कॉस्ट हैदराबाद द टॉप फोर रादर देन डू एनी डैमेज टू मोहन बगान एट दैट मोमेंट. हाँ मतलब या हैदराबाद नीड टू सॉर्ट ऑफ दे वर डीलिंग विद अ लॉट ऑफ इंजरीज एज वेल राइट एंड एंड वी मेंशनड इन द प्रीवियस पॉडकास्ट एज वेल दैट इट वाज फनी दैट यू आर एक्सपेक्टिंग दैट फॉरेनर्स व्हेन द फॉरेनर्स टू कम बैक दे वुड टेक इट टू द नेक्स्ट लेवल राइट बट अनफॉर्चूनेटली वो हुआ नहीं लाइक दोस ऑल दोस होप्स ऑफ इंडियन इंडियन प्लेयर्स थ्रिलिंग एंड यू नो ओनली विद टू फॉरेनर्स डोमिनेटिंग अ बीएफसी एंड ऑल दैट एंड बहुत बहुत मजा आ रहा था देखने में बट वो नेक्स्ट लेवल पे गए ही नहीं लाइक आई डोंट नो व्हाई
हाँ लाइक दे सीम टू स्टैग्नेट एट ड्रॉज यू नो लाइक दे प्ले वेल बट देन यू सी दे डिडंट विन एज मच एज वन वुड एक्सपेक्ट 6 विंस आउट ऑफ 20 गेम्स
Yeah.
सो
actually
yeah.
and one, two of their draws are pretty boring. So all for all the exciting things that happened with Hyderabad, the Northeast United game was absolutely dull. And Northeast had better chances.
Actually, you know, I'm just looking at the big chances missed ka table. And Hyderabad is 7th. So it's, I wouldn't exactly say they're unlucky in the sense of finishing. Maybe refereeing decisions again. I'm not going to go into that because I don't remember too well. But it's not like they missed an exorbitant amount of chances, like say Chennai or someone, wherein you'd say that, okay, on some other day they would have won this game or something like that, you know. It's like a fair result overall.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I have to say this though, refereeing decision sometimes completely unravel a season. I feel like Jamshedpur season completely came apart when they scored the goal and it was given. It was not given. Mm. It went in and
the
the
Goa one,
referee
no?
didn't give it, right? Yeah, after that they just completely unraveled, like properly just fell apart, that team. They
Mm.
Their signings didn't make sense and initially they were talking about Jackie Chan being one of the leaders, sold him off. Brought back Farooq Chaudhary. So it's a lot of the things didn't make sense. I feel sometimes we underestimate how much this one instance can affect a team.
Yeah, no, I think we also overestimated most of the time. So I'm not
we
going to
do that as well. Yeah.
It goes either way. You
but
can
it's
never
like it's in context, right? It
yeah.
gives the narrative is what gives these power.
Yeah, I agree with you. Sometimes that those little moments matter. But eventually Jamshedpur had recovered to win the next game. I think that incident happened against Goa and Jamshedpur then won against BFC. And then they lost against Kerala, which was sort of a painful defeat because they were also down to 10 men. Kerala were down to 10.
Mm.
So, and then, of course, Owen Goyal started, that winter break didn't work for us. We lost our rhythm. So, games khelle every 3 days. Wahan pe mat ro, yeah, you can take a break. So, like Jamshedpur... they weren't up to the mark. Hyderabad at least were up to the mark. You could see that they can pull off things. I didn't see that in Jamshedpur too often.
No, they were not a good enough team for sure. And I think we overestimated Valskis's ability to create and score goals.
Yeah.
I have
to gloat about this. Before the season started, I said he's not going to get more than 10 goals. Yeah.
Top scorer, kitne goals kya hai?
12?
ये क्या ये साल तो 14 गोल्स का है ना रॉय कृष्णा
नहीं मतलब टॉप 10 मोर देन 10 तो मतलब काफी सेफ प्रेडिक्शन है मतलब वो तो बोलता
मोर देन 10 इज टॉप 5 गोल स्कोरर्स और टॉप 6
अच्छा गॉट इट हां वो जमशेदपुर क्वालिटी भी ऐसी थी
नोबडी इज नो देयर वाज नो क्रिविलर आई थॉट रॉय इज नॉट दैट लेवल
माय मेन पॉइंट वाज कि द वे ही वाज स्कोरिंग इट वाज अ लॉट ऑफ लाइक कॉन्फिडेंस बेस्ड स्टफ यू नो लाइक He takes one touch and he bangs it, and you don't usually see that.
Ah, got it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he just fell off this season. Like, after this one game where he missed like 3 really good chances, nothing. He just didn't score after that.
Achha, haan, yeah, he hasn't scored for a while, right? He scored a free
yeah,
kick.
Yeah.
Free kick. Aside from that. Yeah.
Crazy shot.
So, anyway, moving on. So, next question. Naveed has asked, has the season solved our national team striker / Sunil replacement problem? Also, why does Akar support Aizawl when there is Northeast United? So let's tackle the first question. I don't think there is any issue that... I don't think we found a replacement for Sunil and goal scoring striker issue. I think Hali Charan had an excellent season, but I don't know if he's going to play as a number 9. He's probably doing well on the left, which would help Sunil move to the center. But beyond him, I can't really think of an attacker. Liston, I mean, we have to see a bit more of him, right? Before we say how good he is.
Yeah, Liston makes a better impact as a sub. Yeah, matlab, that's not
I feel he's better on the wings anyway.
that. Ha, because
He's
he
not
used
a
to run.
great finisher.
Yeah, so ha, even his assist sometimes look like I don't know, mishits. But I guess Manvir is the guy we were looking for, right? In terms of anybody closest to sort of taking up the mantle. And it's impressed me that he's sort of done really well on the wings as well. You know, when you look at Manvir, you thought, अच्छा इसको सामने खड़ा कर देंगे, रॉबिन सिंह टाइप वगैरह, बट वो एक्चुअली इसके डायमेंशन इज क्वाइट गुड. देर आर डिफरेंट डायमेंशंस. सो मनवीर सीम्स टू बी समथिंग, बट अदरवाइज आई कीप वंडरिंग. आई थिंक वी आर बिकमिंग अ रियली गुड नेशन ऑफ फुल बैक्स एंड मिडफील्डर्स. इज इट ट्रू? मिडफील्डर्स कह सकते हैं
मिडफील्डर्स डेफिनेटली
And that's a direct result of क्योंकि यार वो फॉरेन प्लेयर्स नहीं खिलाते हैं. यू नीड टू प्ले अ सेंट्रल मिडफील्डर इन इंडियन
हाँ
एंड यू डू
भाई
सेंट्रल मिडफील्डर. सो वो डायरेक्ट कॉन्सिक्वेंस है उसका. दैट्स व्हाई वी डोंट रियली हैव सेंटर बैक्स एंड दैट्स व्हाई वी डोंट रियली हैव स्ट्राइकर्स, बट वी हैव अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल ऑन द विंग्स बैक्स.
इट्स अ साइकिल नो लाइक फॉरेनर्स पीछे खिलाते हैं बिकॉज देर इजंट अ गुड इनफ इंडियन प्लेयर बट देन बिकॉज देर इजंट अ गुड इनफ इंडियन प्लेयर यू प्ले फॉरेनर्स लाइक
Yeah, exactly. So I think
But
also,
they can have what they
sorry.
can do is help, like say it's third division, this is second division league ke niche, don't
हाँ
allow foreigners, let the Indians only play. Like what are you, क्या उखाड़ लेगा यार?
आज ही तो चल रहा है ट्विटर पे कि वो केरला यूनाइटेड इन
केपीएल का ना
हाँ,
हाँ
but this happens every year. So I'll like for example would be FCBU, right? Last year in I League 2, they decided to go with defender Robert Primus and one more midfielder was
midfielder
Primus, one more defender, foreign defender. They chose not to go with the striker. And if
mm-hmm.
you see their downfall was the fact that Oliveira or all these guys up front, they couldn't score a goal. Azharuddin Malik, none of them could score goals. And Adja came and had two chances and converted the two goals. So the difference between these two are very high. So you understand in one sense why these teams are trying to get them. But at the same time, holistically, if you're looking at it, don't allow them. No, if you qualify for the I League, sure, you go get your four foreigners and we'll see where you can go from there.
So,
Below
matlab,
that,
this is hypocritical, right? I'll tell you why this is hypocritical. So, if any league, so it's because of the sponsors, right? That's what you mentioned, or on Twitter, right? You mentioned, or Vishnu Prasad mentioned. Somebody mentioned that it's because the
only
league.
mention.
Sorry,
Unni mentioned.
Unni mentioned. Sorry, so Unni mentioned that it's also because the league needs to promote itself. You matlab kuch hai quality hai and all that. And that's what
But like
exactly.
who knew an Adja, honestly? And who are the two players that these foreigners have sent? In Kerala, they have a like blanket statement called Sudani. We don't know how good or bad they are. They're
No,
just
I understand
foreign
that,
players.
but when you're watching a match, na, you sort of look out for a foreign player, look out for that gem of a player you're sort of focusing your eyes on to. For example, in the school system I played, right? Across Delhi when we were playing matches wagera. So any if a team had one or two players from the Northeast, so hum to khatam, matlab, finished. We were half beaten before the match, right? Or anybody watching the Northeast players, the boys from the Northeast would be the star attraction, right? Every team would want them to be there because they stand out, not just from a footballing point of view, but they're also very easily identifiable. The same way goes for a league as well. कि यहाँ पे एक फॉरनर होने चाहिए, ये होना चाहिए, एक स्टार पावर होनी चाहिए. And why I'm saying it's hypocritical also, I understand it's a fourth division, but Kerala Premier League as an entity will want to promote themselves, right? What did the Indian Super League do? Indian Super League had six foreigners in the first season or the first couple of seasons. That was ridiculous, ठीक है? And that was blip, मतलब पागल हो रहा था. And now, obviously, next season they're going to go to a 3+1, which is the Asia role, and we're going to sort of pat them on the back. Wow, we have made it, and this is the right approach. Kudos to Indian Super League. But bhai, this was the norm, na yaar. Tumne hi to bigada tha ye norm. Aur tumne I League ko bhi 5 foreigner kar diya is chakkar mein. So it's a nobody can really raise any concerns, any sort of fingers to the other, right? Every league is trying to promote, or the other. Mizo Premier League bhi karta hi hai ye. खेलता है ना अल्फ्रेड जारेन वगैरह वहां पे खेलते हैं. एंड मिजो प्रीमियर लीग इज द रीजन, वन ऑफ द रीजन आइजोल एंड ऑल बिकम वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग इन द आई लीग बिकॉज दे हैव दैट कंटिन्यूटी. कहाँ पे और ऐसा होता है कि मतलब जो आई लीग का सीजन चल रहा है बीच में वही टीम मिजो प्रीमियर लीग स्टेट लीग में भी खेल रही है.
The Aizawl players in an average play 45 to 52 games a year, which is ridiculously high. I mean, in terms of even in European standards, a top division team will play around 50 games.
Yeah.
So that's the number of games you need to have that kind of a talent pool. Like you, वो नॉर्थ ईस्ट यूनाइटेड लेके जा रहा है, अपुया जा रहा है, निंतो जा रहा है.
हाँ, so I agree. It would be wonderful if a foreigner is banned from sort of being signed, etc., etc. But that's not the solution. Na, तुम calendar ठीक करो. मतलब let the calendar talk. Because if a foreign striker cannot play all 40 games for this club across the season, आएगा कोई ना कोई Indian use करेंगे and Indian will come up. Like there are other solutions too. And I would love to have a solution where a foreigner is banned, but वो काफी काफी वैसा solution है.
It's lopsided. Like.
India, that's the only way it'll work because we don't have a structure. Now, if you're going to invest heavily on a second division team with the hope of getting into the I League, you need that to happen quickly. Varna to, like you lose a lot of money that year, and then how many of them are interested in coming back for a second year and actually put up a challenge? Like a lot of second division teams chumma play, like it's bolstered by the number of reserve I League ISL teams who play. Who have no chance of you know getting promoted. They're just playing for match fitness and you know game time.
How much will it actually help though? Because if you're only going to hold it out to say like you know second third div maybe. In the second div they're still allowed to play foreigners, right? So once they get promoted, it's already on their mind ki okay this is one place we want to upgrade on no matter what for competitiveness. So. Even if the continuity is there, how far does that continuity go? Because then that Indian striker will be discarded anyway.
Yeah.
It's a decent point, but at least he would have played some 10 games. Which is 10 games more than he would never played in a number 10 role, number 9 role.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll give you another example of what Sandeep said. No, this is the only way to do it. Kishore Taid also tweeted on this issue just a few hours ago, right? And he was like, even in the second division, in the sense I League, I think he was talking about the I League, second division of a country, uspe bhi nahi hona chahiye the. Or ya the third, ya to maybe he's talking about the I League second division. I'm hoping he's talking about the I League.
Probably I League second division
even I League second division. But so why is he saying this? Is because when you have, मतलब वो खुद नहीं करेगा कोई owners, because I've seen Gadwal FC play, right? Kishore Taid is interested in it. मतलब उनके club है. There was a player, मतलब विक्टर वगैरह, मुझे तो एक ही प्लेयर याद है अभी, विक्टर, क्योंकि वो था
और वो अल हसन.
हाँ, मतलब so वो खिला रहे थे ना फॉरनर्स.
हाँ.
So while he's okay taking a stand right now, but when he had the option of playing foreigners and compete in the league, he will bring it up.
हाँ, every club will. They just want to win, right? So unless it's you know imposed by a state FA or a league, I don't think anyone's going to be doing it out of the kindness of their heart or anything. कि चलो इंडियंस को प्रमोट करते हैं.
Yep, it's a money business at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, now moving to the next question. Hemang has asked, when will Akash official stop spreading negativity and propaganda against the I League and that against the league that sparked it all? I want to know.
Wait,
the nation wants to know. Before that, you tell me about your interest towards Aizawl and your lack of absolute apathy towards Northeast.
You have to ask the second part of the other question, na? इंडियन फुटबॉल एंड आई सॉर्ट ऑफ टू बोथ ऑफ यू नो राइट इन टर्म्स ऑफ वेरी नर्डीनेस सो व्हेन आई स्टार्टेड फॉलोइंग इंडियन फुटबॉल आई सॉ दिस साइड Aizawl कम अप राइट एंड इन द फर्स्ट गेम दे आउटप्लेड बेंगलुरु एफसी दे लॉस्ट द मैच 1-0. And it was an epic moment because the Bengaluru, this was the first I-League game in Mizoram and the Bengaluru keeper was a Mizo and he sort of basically denied the Mizoram side any point, right? And this is also the time Ashley Westwood says ki it's a brilliant win for us because not many sides are going to come here and win. So I started following Aizawl from that time and I think I also would have tweets as proof that main notes words jab le raha tha, Aizawl played the entire season fantastically well. Like, I mean, some of the best football I've seen in the I-League. मतलब मजे से खेल रहे थे, टिपिकल मिजो स्टाइल, आउट प्लेइंग ओपोनेंट्स, कीपिंग द बॉल, टेक्निकली सुपीरियर, आउट प्लेड ईस्ट बंगाल, आउट प्लेड मोहन बगान, बट लॉस्ट द मैचेस. आई दे आउट प्लेड ईस्ट बंगाल, दे वर 2-0 अप, दे गॉट रेड कार्डेड, दे डिड नॉट स्टॉप अटैकिंग, राइट, दे डिड नॉट स्टॉप अटैकिंग इन द 2016 सीजन. दे लॉस्ट 3-2, वो रैंटी मार्टिन ने शायद हैट्रिक मारी थी, आई फॉरगॉट हु स्कोर्ड. It was so naive, but it was so brilliantly naive. Even if you read my articles in 2017 during their title run, you'll find that there are a lot of tidbits which sort of only I have observed because I was watching and I was sort of taking notes and all that, and the way I track. It was so beautiful to watch, and I was so happy when they were their relegation was overturned because there were sides like I think it was like DSK Shivajins or Bharat FC, no, DSK Shivajins, who played some miserable football and they were immune. And Aizawl were really the sort of the breath of fresh air that season, right?
I was there when Jahar Das made that claim that how can a team who played like this go get relegated?
Yeah, exactly. And they were some mass protest, a mass fast pe jaane wale the because of this or something. Or maybe that was after winning the league and about promotion relegation. I've forgotten. But actually, I think Manuel Retamero was us time coach. And he started, and then Jahar Das took over because Aizawl were in a dump. Because they weren't winning points, but Aizawl really continued playing some absolutely majestic football, जिसे कहते हैं ना, देखने मजा आता था. मतलब other leagues were very other other teams were very functional or some would play better, but Aizawl was just free flowing fun, right? And it was a tough place to travel for the teams as well, right? This is another thing that is missing in Indian football. वो tough places वो नहीं होता जो हम we sort of romanticize in your English football and all, ki wo, how will you do in a Stoke City on a Wednesday night wala, matlab kahan hai, everything is very sanitized right now, yeah. So but when you fly to Mizoram and do that trip from the airport to this hotel and it's quite crazy, it's quite a fun trip, right? So in 2017 I started following the title run where Khalid Jameel took them to a certain level. Now here is where my love for Aizawl came sort of. I know people say it's a glory hunting thing. You decided to sort of support them when they started winning. ऐसा नहीं है, 2016 में देख रहा था. It was quite fun and I had started tracking Aizawl in the 2017 season as well. And I went to Ludhiana to watch the match against Minerva Punjab when there was sort of when sort of in the mid season, second half of the season. And there I saw away fans. ठीक है, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई साइड विद द होम फैंस, देन आई साइड विद द अवे फैंस. अवे फैंस वर सो लवली, दे वर सो वेलकमिंग, ऑब्वियसली दे कुड आइडेंटिफाई, राइट, आई एम एन आउटसाइडर हियर सिटिंग हियर. दे ऑफर्ड मी सम सैंडविच एंड फ्रूटी फॉर फ्री बिकॉज दे जस्ट जनरली बॉट इट फॉर द एंटायर अवे सेगमेंट. आई इवन हैव सॉर्ट ऑफ सम वीडियोस ऑफ दैट चैंट्स एंड एवरीथिंग. दिस वाज 2017 एंड आफ्टर द गेम दीज फैंस वर आउटसाइड व्हेन व्हेन द क्लब्स वुड लीव द बिल्डिंग टू गो टू द बस. And I can't tell you what a fantastic feeling that was, because these were technically young players, right? These are not players who made a name for themselves. These are unknowns outside. But these fans knew them, right? Because that's how it works in a community club, right? Because you understand ye mera ladka, ye hamara ladka hai, yahan se aaya hai, hamare neighborhood se aaya wala, right? And these and the fans were going crazy just to get a glimpse of these 19 20 year old, who ho sakta hai, plus zero, you know my philosophy, plus 0 to 5 years ho sakta hai. Either way, in Indian context it was 19 to 20 year old or 21 22 years old mizo locally born players, and these fans were like crazily shouting for them. You know how like if a 15 year old sees Shahrukh Khan today and they'll be like, oh my god, Shahrukh, waisa wala, like ultimate fanfare jise kehte hain. And I was completely blown away by it, because this was ye wo wala nahi hai na yaar, matlab you don't make fan groups etc. This is just generally you know, there's no name to this fan groups, there's no name to Aizawl football cup fan group. So yeah. This is where it started. I watched this, then I was back in Ludhiana for another match. I almost missed the start of that match because I was watching Aizawl play against, I think it was Churchillia Sporting in Goa, and they won the match, and then I ran for the other match. I was very pissed when Bengaluru FC got a very undeserved late win against Aizawl in stoppage time through a header in that same season. But eventually, I traveled to Aizawl for Aizawl versus Bagan, and that is I've watched, not to brag, in since I keep a list and I'm very Excelish and checklist wala, I keep a track. I've watched about 80 matches, and most of them in the last 4 years across the world, which includes a World Cup final, a Liverpool game, a Champions League final, etc. But my favorite memories have always been Aizawl versus Bagan in Aizawl, and Shillong Lajong versus Aizawl in Shillong. Like those two just gave me that title race wala jo feel aaj Shlok ne main wo kara na feeling that and I was in the stadium, right? I felt my heart completely go blank when Deepika Dipanda missed a chance, missed a very easy chance at the very last kick of the game, which would have meant the title would go to Mohun Bagan. There were 30,000 people in the stadium. About 10,000 or 12,000 traveled from Mizoram, mostly from cars and buses. Like the atmosphere was just incredible. Yeah. Even in Aizawl versus Bagan, because the stadium wasn't fully built, there's an epic scenery. Now that scenery is gone because the stadium is fully seated. But the stadium was packed. I was probably one of two or three people, or maybe two people in the stands who were not from Aizawl. Another one was Siju. Shout out to Siju Matthew from the Humans of Indian Football podcast. She was there. She had traveled for this game. Again, just for the love of the game, she was there. And there were fans sitting on the cliff of a hill at the edge in completely rainy weather, and I had to borrow an umbrella from a rest, and they were so happy to see that they were asking me where were you from, and they were so delighted that there was somebody from Delhi just to watch a match here. And that sort of, you know, that community feel you feel in Mizoram and Aizawl and even in Meghalaya and Shillong, right? So that entire experience is something I'll never, never forget, and that can't be replaced right now with any Liverpool match I see or anything else. It was just a level of purity which I will dream of sort of again sort of experiencing, because a lot of what I experience right now is, I know blue pilgrims are, you know, ganging up and, you know, supporting a team and making those chants, and a West Coast Brigade would do that, a West Block would do that, but wahan pe na koi fan groups nahi the. This was just random, right? Across the board, they didn't need to sort of gang up or anything. It was natural. So that is where my love for Aizawl sort of started, and it has continued just because of the purity of the entire thing. And obviously they won, and it was also like when you see. Sorry, I'm going on too long. But when you see you know, pitch invasions. जब मैं बैठ के देखता था यार इंग्लैंड में पिच इन्वेजन हो रही है यार व्हेन व्हेन अ टीम सॉर्ट ऑफ आइदर विंस द टाइटल एट द एट होम इन द लास्ट गेम ऑफ द सीजन या फाइट्स ऑफ रेलिगेशन एंड गेट सेव्ड एट द लास्ट गेम यू सी राइट द फैंस कम ऑन टू द पिच इनवेड एंड एवरीथिंग आई वाज पार्ट ऑफ दैट इन्वेजन विद Aizawl एंड इन Shillong, right? It was what an incredible experience. Where else do you see? Where else will you dream to be a part of the pitch invasion, right? This is also one of the reasons I love the I League. And when you travel to the I League, there is great access. And ISL is really a, you know, it's a level higher, right? There is security, there are protocols, etc. I League mein maze karo yaar. Tum pahunch gaye stadium, they are grateful that you are there. You can probably walk into the media press conference even as a fan. Because ko jata hi nahi hai. तो ऐसा ही हुआ था मेरे साथ हर जगह. सो दिस इज वेयर माय लव फॉर Aizawl कम्स इन. एंड नॉर्थ ईस्ट यूनाइटेड का क्या बोलूं यार, व्हाट डू आई से अबाउट नॉर्थ ईस्ट यूनाइटेड. इट इज प्रीटी मच एवरीथिंग. इट इज द ऑपोजिट ऑफ व्हाट नॉर्थ ईस्ट स्टैंड्स फॉर. इट हैज डिफरेंट आइडेंटिटीज. इट इज अ फुटबॉलिंग हॉटबेड. देयर आर लोकल क्लब्स, देयर आर गजिलियन प्लेयर्स, एंड यू हैव एसेंशियली put an umbrella over it and said ki ha chalo Northeast United bana de. It is as a concept, please tell me, as a concept, is there anything like this anywhere across the world as a concept where you have a region club? Can you make a South India United clubbing a Kerala, an Andhra Pradesh, a Tamil Nadu? Can you make that? Can you make a Western India United? There is a club for Mumbai, there was a club for Pune, Delhi, and God knows where else. But नॉर्थ ईस्ट यूनाइटेड का तो तुम्हें करना ही था, बिकॉज बहुत बहुत क्लियर था, बिकॉज एज अ प्रोडक्ट, एज एन ISL प्रोडक्ट, इट वॉज नॉर्थ ईस्ट इज जस्ट नॉट डेवलप्ड इनफ टू ट्रैवल. वो तो नॉर्थ ईस्ट यूनाइटेड का वो भी रिजेक्ट हो गया था. दे वॉन्टेड टू प्ले, दे वॉन्टेड टू शिफ्ट देर होम ग्राउंड फ्रॉम गुवाहाटी टू समवेयर एल्स. आई थिंक Shillong था वो रिक्वेस्ट भी रिजेक्ट हो गई थी. एंड इवन वेन दीज प्ले लेट्स से इन अ यूटोपियन लैंड वेयर नॉर्थ ईस्ट क्लब्स come up, right? Let's say 5-6 years down the line, and Aizawl, if they survive, or somebody else plays in ISL, I'm pretty sure they're going to be told to play from Guwahati, because and that will completely ruin it, because Aizawl played AFC from Guwahati, because they weren't given the AFC license for that stadium. तो मतलब वो तो वैसे भी फील खत्म हो जाएगी बिकॉज़ फॉर डेकेड्स वी निग्लेक्टेड द नॉर्थ ईस्ट बोथ एज अ कंट्री एज अ फुटबॉलिंग नेशन एज एवरीथिंग. वो तो मतलब मेनलैंड वर्सेस नॉर्थ ईस्ट का वो है. तो इन जनरल नॉर्थ ईस्ट यूनाइटेड इज द वर्स्ट कॉन्सेप्ट प्रोबेबली सेकेंड टू ATK. ATK वॉज अनदर कॉन्सेप्ट बट एटलीस्ट इट वॉज अ क्लब फ्रॉम अ सिटी एंड इट मेड सम सेंस इवन दो इट यू न्यू दैट इट्स जस्ट अ गिमिक. Eventually, it's going to merge with one of the two, and this goes from back to 2014, 2015. ये कोई नई बात नहीं है. Like we've known for it for ages, and we've been very vocal about it. वो चिरंजीत ओझा बेचारे को आज वो गाली पड़ रही है कि how can he be sort of so sad about losing a tournament, losing a league which he hated. भाई पर मतलब it things were like that, right? Even I'm never going to love the ISL. I'm probably never going to love the ISL because I know now it is the way the carnage it has done to the entire ecosystem going forward. Haan, eventually the ecosystem will build. But my opinion is, could you have built it with the existing ecosystem? Uske wo to bas proof of concept hai na main jo bol raha hu. People will say nahi nahi ye ho hi nahi sakta tha, this was the only way. Haan, but this was the only way, but that's where a community sport is different from a business, right? So this is where my problem with Northeast United is, and not just that, from a club point of view, let me say it out loud, there is no media coverage for this anywhere, but Shillong United was a football club which partnered with Northeast United, and Northeast United are the reason Shillong United no longer exist, right? They were the academy partners. Wo nahi hua, kai news nahi hai. Northeast United is cost cutting FC. Usko matlab basically their entire idea is कॉस्ट कटिंग वाला. अभी गोवा में भी वो कोविड केसेस वगैरह भी इसलिए हुए थे बिकॉज देयर होटल इज बाय फार द वर्स्ट फ्रॉम अमंग अदर टीम्स. मतलब एक 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 कॉर्नर पे मुंबई सिटी हु डेकोरेटेड देयर होटल लाइक देयर इट्स देयर ओन होटल. वो तो पता नहीं कहाँ गेम रूम वगैरह पता नहीं क्या क्या बना लिया. देयर इज नॉर्थ ईस्ट राइट एंड द वे दिस क्लब फंक्शंस इज आल्सो आई विल टेल यू दिस होल खालिद जमील वाला सागा भी. मतलब इट्स ग्रेट दैट खालिद जमील इज डन रियली वेल एंड आई एंजॉयड हिज फुटबॉल एंड एवरीथिंग इज डन टेकन इट टू अ नेक्स्ट लेवल. बट जेरार्ड न्यूज वाज कंप्लीटली ब्लाइंडसाइडेड. उसको पता भी नहीं था देशॉन ब्राउन वाज गोइंग टू बी साइंड. ही डिडंट इवन नो देशॉन ब्राउन वाज साइंड एंड वाज कमिंग बिकॉज इट वाज ऑलरेडी डिसाइडेड. वो खालिद जमील वो बबल में आ गया था 2 weeks. इट वाज ऑलरेडी डिसाइडेड जेरार्ड न्यूज़ इज गोइंग टू बी सैक्ड. न्यूज़ हैड नो आइडिया एज सच एंड इट्स जस्ट द वे दे ऑपरेट. इट्स नॉर्थ ईस्ट यूनाइटेड एज अ कॉन्सेप्ट एंड एज अ क्लब इट्स अ डिसफंक्शनल क्लब एंड आई थिंक रिलायंस एंड FSDL ऑल्सो रियलाइज दैट. They've tried to keep it afloat. I also see these, I don't know if you've observed, this Boot Jolokia ads, specifically for North matches. I don't know what the idea behind it is, but they're aggressively behind it, behind the concept. You look at it, right? The Mumbai City, you watch this Mumbai City match at 7:30 PM or something like that, right? You don't get a Mumbai City wala wo ad specifically. Boot Jolokia wala ad bahut zyada aata hai. So they're trying to do something or the other. Right around this club, which is it's a broken idea. It's a broken idea. And like I said in the previous podcast as well, this is just like a Tamil Nadu ke player should have a room to play for Chennai City and then go to Chennai and FC, etc., etc. Northeast United, of all this entire season, they've given less than 20% minutes to this to Northeast players. And when you're saying Northeast players, you're not saying a Kerala or a Chennai or a Tamil Nadu. You're saying eight different states, which is the football. Yeah. This is my issue with these things. Bas, thank you so much for this space to rant a little.
That was a very long one. So I'll fill in a couple of things here. So people who want to actually relive what actually happened in that season, I have done a podcast with Jayesh Rane, who as the podcast went on has really become quite open and flamboyant. So he was talking about the Mohan Bagan game and the mist that came over, and how he couldn't see anything in front of him. And then talking to the players in Shillong in the final match, and Shillong being a city rival, the owners promised them, you know, bonuses if they beat Aizawl. And they were playing out of their skin. And this guy literally talking to his marker saying, "Arey yaar, थोड़ा आराम से खेल." एंड देन ही इज लाइक मुझे बोनस मिलेगा नहीं. इज लाइक मैं दे दूंगा यार बोनस, जीतने दे, हराना मत. यू नो दिस कन्वर्सेशन दैट ही वाज हैविंग,
दैट्स अ नेचुरल राइवलरी बाय द वे.
या इट्स ऑल नेचुरल. सो दैट्स द सो इट्स अ नाइस पॉडकास्ट बिकॉज ही रियली ओपनड अप टुवर्ड्स द लैटर हाफ. इनिशियली ही वाज अ लिटिल, ऑल्दो आई नोन हिम फॉर अ व्हाइल, ही वाज अ लिटिल यू नो इंटरव्यू चल रहा है टाइप्स. एंड वंस ही ओपनड अप ही वाज
like quite fun. So you can listen to that. And moving on with the Northeast concept, which again I agree, and I think they walk from their stadium to the from hotel to the stadium to one of the most crowded areas in Goa, which is why they got COVID. This is what I heard. Yeah, I mean they took a hotel right next to the training center and then just walked down.
Yeah, so they're through the market or something is what I've heard.
This is what I've also heard. It's unbelievable. If that's the case, like all the money that these guys are putting in and to do such jindi shit and not take a bus from here to here is crazy. If that is true. And I mean, I wouldn't put it past them to, you know, do that. So probably true also. So continuing on with the same thing, we've been asked about Khalid Jameel and the evolution of his football tactics from his time since Aizawl. So I'm going to, since Akash has spoken so much, is asked to Akash by from the Nutmeg. So Akash, you take a breather. And Slok, do you want to start on this?
I can give like a small overview on his Northeast side, which I've analyzed. Sure. I wasn't around during the Aizawl time. So, but anyway. So what I've seen in Jameel so far is that he has a variation in his systems, especially when we look at his pressing patterns. So sometimes he changes it a lot based on his opponent. You know, sometimes he wants to sit deep and only let the trigger go off once they cross the opposition half. Sometimes he just wants to mark out their pivot. Sometimes he will actually try and hassle the defenders using players like Brown and Gallego. So it differs. There's that versatility there. But at the same time, it's also situational based on player injuries that Akash had talked about earlier. He, say you have Fox out, then you can afford to play an Indian centre-back. You can have like three, four attacking foreign players. If you're playing with two foreign centre-backs, then you'll have to compromise on one foreign attacker. So there's that. There's also the emphasis on defensive coverage. Not as much as Gerard Nuss. Gerard Nuss literally just put 8 men behind and he's just like, okay, defend for your lives, knock a ball ahead, let's see if we can score. But with Jameel, there's like a better blueprint, not only in terms of defense, but also in terms of transition and that fluidity. He has his attack fullbacks going up front, and then to cover for them, the center defensive mid goes into the fullback's place. So for example, Ashutosh goes ahead, so Apuya comes back and occupies that right back wala slot. And the reason why it's such an exciting system is because we're looking at a Northeast side which was defending with their lives earlier on in the season. But now they're actually going and trying to be a bit more flamboyant despite having more or less the same squad. I also really like what he's done with Imran Khan, because I was watching, he's playing for Naroka, right? I was supposed to watch Chanso Horam from last season because we signed him. And I also watched a bit of Imran Khan and I'm like, this guy is really good. He should be playing. And he has been. Like, I rather like him actually.
Who signed Chanso Horam?
Mumbai only signed him and he's loaned out to, I think, Trau right now.
Oh, he's terrible right now. He's terrible. He looks... God. He looks very heavy on the field also, and he's missed a sitter. Like a sitter which... Like, it was such bad technique. I can't even sort of describe it.
Coming back to Khalid Jameel, so this is what I've experienced with him. Every single player I've spoken to, right? The player that I've spoken to loved him. Absolutely loved him. Because he made them feel like a million bucks. He helped them out. He improved every single one of them. They all would go through brick walls for that man. And then he took two of them who are like Ashutosh and Jayesh, the only two non-Northeast and non-foreign players who he took to Aizawl in the title winning season. They've been with him in Mumbai since the beginning. They again love him. Ashu is again with him in Northeast now. So he has this ability to, like, you know, have this relationship with his players that he makes that. It's like a bit like a Mourinho thing, like a siege mentality of such us against the world kind of a mentality. And he's able to maintain that in a very nice manner. Like recent comments about Apuya, he said he's the best I've ever seen. Same rhythm and same intensity for 90 minutes. And he said, I've never seen a player like him. And you see what Apuia is doing since, he was always good, but especially since Khalid has taken over, he's probably gone a step further up.
Yeah.
So he's got that ability. And then his tactical nuance is also insane. Like if you look at when he was in Mumbai, that team should not have stayed up as long as they did. It is purely because of him. He had the ability to go and say, okay, I am going to get a draw. Mujhe jeetna nahi hai, I'm just going to get a draw here. And he would actually get the draw. And that's the level of consistency he had at that time. And the moment he left Mumbai, they went down, Sida.
Yeah, Santosh Kashyap, follow.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really Santosh Kashyap's fault that the club was always teetering. Like, it was only a matter of time before they went down.
Yeah.
So in that sense, he this fellow managed to hold them on. And then the signings that he got for Aizawl from the, what is his name, dude, that foreigner? That Syrian?
Which Syrian?
That Aizawl had that Syrian midfielder, no?
Alfred Jaren?
Syrian, da.
He's not Syrian. Oh, acha, Alamna.
Alamna, Mohammed Alamna.
Yeah,
he went and scouted him, found him and brought him.
Yeah.
And it's like a phenomenal thing, dude. Like, he has done so well with the clubs that he had. And all not too big clubs, okay? Where I don't think he likes it when people interfere too much in what he wants to do. And egos are a little big. Because he himself, like, if he had a better PR machine behind him, right? He would be somewhere else. He would be touted as the greatest Indian football coach at the moment.
Yeah,
because he hates talking to the media. And you've seen this time. And I mean, recently I was doing a story and I've been behind their media manager for 2 weeks. So today I finally got his answers from the questions that I wanted. And they are all like one sentence answers. He does not like to talk. He doesn't care. He does not attend pre-match press conferences. He does not attend post-match, because he has to come on TV, he does that. And there also he'll give lines, 2 lines. If he improves his PR, he's going to be really, really popular among people. Because as it stands, not many know him.
Yeah.
That's his biggest drawback.
That's one of the things I love so much about him. Is the fact that he's just like, he's there purely for the game, man. Like, he doesn't want to muck around with like any sort of statement or any sort of snobby remarks that he wants to make. I just read this one article today, 2 days ago. I think it was by Scroll or someone. It was just talking about Khalid Jamil and his man management skills, just as you mentioned. You know, and every media interview, he just keeps saying, you know, it's all players. You know, they're a great bunch. Because of them, we're winning. But like, you look deeper into it, and you see how much each of them has developed under him. You know, like, imagine the market value of all of these Northeast players coming out after the season. And it's genuinely insane. Like, how good he is, not only with tactics, but also with managing personalities and all in the locker room.
Yeah, excellent. Akash, anything to add?
Yeah, this question is about the evolution of Hona.
Yeah.
So evolution-wise, it's pretty interesting, actually. When he was in Mumbai FC, he would just make... it was Mumbai FC played in Cooperage. So the pitch was small. It was a turf, I think. And it was hell to play against Mumbai FC. Yeah? It was hell. Like you would, like they would just wouldn't concede. There was no space to play. So there were teams who would visit Mumbai FC very grateful that 1-0 jeet jaye, something like that. And even teams were grateful to just go there and get a point. I remember... especially in the first half of the season, they piled on the points. So they couldn't kick out and just couldn't kick off. Kick off, kick on, and then get something more. But the first half of the season, in Jamil's time, I think this is 2015 or 2016. 2016 hoga. So there was this. There were Randy Martins would come there. Cornel Glenn wagera would come there. They were just not concede against these in-form firing strikers, who mase mein goal maar rahe hain throughout the league. Mumbai FC was incredible that way. And you had your, funnily enough, you had your Prateek Chaudhrys and your Pratesh Shirodkars wagera wahan pe us time pe. And then you had your Minchol Son, if you remember, and Arata Uizumi. All these players. If Uday is listening to this, he would be like, yeah, I remember those. Uday is a Mumbai FC fan from those days. राइट. सो यहाँ पे बिल्कुल डिफेंसिव बैक्स टू द वॉल वाला था. देन ही वेंट टू आइजोल एंड ही वॉज बेसिकली द परफेक्ट मैच. I told you how Aizawl was just this ridiculously entertaining side who had such naivety in them ki wo matlab they didn't know how to close out matches. So jo game management kiya wahan pe, it was incredible. Like Aizawl barely compromised on their sort of flow and style of play. But when they did score a goal or when they did go ahead, they had the pragmatism of Jamil to thank them for ki bas bhai ab piche aao. Like this was then they would flow like a counter-attacking side, except it wouldn't be counter-attacking. They would move forward as a team. Like Aizawl would never be a counter-attacking side, but when they would get the ball, even in a defensive situation, they would then pass it around and move as a team very fast forward. So you don't feel like it's a counter-attacking side. It was a very free-flowing side still. So it was quite fun. So Jamil was actually the perfect foil for Aizawl's naivety, and he did not compromise on their style of play, which is what I feared initially. That was one of the biggest sort of misjudgments on my part, that I wasn't happy ki are Jamil kyun aa gaya idhar. Like when you see him play, when you see his Mumbai FC side play in the same season you saw Aizawl FC play, it was like, my God, like yin and yang wala. Is yin and yang and the opposite side, jo bhi hai, black and white jise kehte hain, right? Then he went to East Bengal, where his expectations were like crazy high, and he actually, his tactics cost them the league title. This he was playing with a side that had the best team. He was sort of coaching the side that had the best team. So while Jamil's general approach was take the lead and sit back, and he would invite teams on and they would concede. East Bengal just needed two wins in the last two matches. They conceded against, I think it was like that, and they conceded, they led in Shillong. They conceded after sitting back. And I think they just eked out a two-all draw. And this was just the pattern of the season. It was so frustrating to watch as somebody who actually would have preferred ki East Bengal jeet jaye yaar, matlab I know their fans have been suffering just like Liverpool fans were, so I had that connect as well ki yaar jeet jaye yaar, how much matlab 16 17 years 14 years they've been counting, abhi Fowler ne bhi yaad dila diya hai. So you saw that, and eventually the most frustrating thing for an East Bengal fan that season was when the title was on the line, Jamil would be a conservative, bilkul his lack of bravery was exceptional. Right, matlab kya, what was wrong with him? Why can't you just take this clearly stronger side and get a 3-0, 4-0 win rather than sit back at 1-0? Now, when the season was over, when the season was over, in the sense that you needed a win in the last match to even stand a chance, they beat Chennai City FC 7-1. It was ridiculous to watch. The entire season, this team was sort of shackled by these tactics. And when they were like, they were let go because they had to score a certain number of goals and they had to sort of score and get a win. They won 7-1 in the last game of the season. I still remember laughing at it because this is what was expected of them. So this is how Jamil was at East Bengal. His tactics cost them the league. And eventually at Mohan Bagan, the next year was at Mohan Bagan, but that was mid-season and I don't really remember much of it. After, I think Shankar Lal was sacked, he joined Mohan Bagan mid-season, I don't remember. And after that, I think he's been with North East United throughout. So this is essentially the evolution of Jamil. He's even at North East United, he's stuck to his principles. SEA, brilliant defensive structure. Some of the games have been fantastically counter-attacking, like a Mumbai City side, he completely ripped apart from a counter-attacking point of view in the first half. So it's quite exceptional. I have a lot of respect and a lot of love for Khalid Bhai because of things he has been sort of delivering across the years. I'm hoping someday ISL allows these Indian coaches and they can take things forward.
Absolutely. And my first experience with him, not the first one, the first one that I distinctly remember was the time when a water bottle was thrown from the West Block Blues and it bounced off the bench, and yeah, Khalid Jamil fell on the floor, and he came to the press conference with this huge, you know, thing around his head and things, and saying that I've been hit and things, and this is not the way the fans behave. And to be fair, sometimes USC fans could be quite mean, and they were quite abusive of him. And he's like this, I don't know, sometimes he does not like all these things. I think he's a very pure football man. He doesn't like all these shenanigans on the side. And Ashley came following after his press conference was done with the video evidence that the thing never touched him, that the water bottle never hit him, and he was just pretending. So from there to being one of the most successful coaches, Indian coaches in recent history is amazing. And especially with what he did with Aizawl, because he basically pulled everyone to a different level in that team. Everyone peaked in that team, in that season. From Brandon to Jayesh to Ashu, who went on to be a right back on there. And then this foreigners also picked the right foreigners. So he has that ability to, you know, get the best out of his players. So it's just nice to see him.
I was just whether he was the last Indian coach to win a league title in India. But I think Minerva's coach...
it doesn't make any difference, because when Aizawl won, they had the best competition. All the top players were playing in that league.
That's true.
All the top teams were there. And when Chennai and Minerva, they won, it's a great achievement. But by that time, the ISL had taken over and the level of players in that was slightly lower. So
just to clarify to listeners, ISL had taken over in the sense that ISL and I-League were running sequentially and not parallelly till 2017. And uske baad ISL and I-League were running simultaneously. So the players had to choose between ISL and I-League. And obviously they chose ISL. So ISL got the cream and I-League didn't. So which meant Mohan Bagan and East Bengal, etc. were weaker than ever before. And all the sides were generally weaker. But in any case, I think Minerva Punjab mein Kogan Singh ka influence is a little dodgy. Because Ranjit Bajaj is also very active, proactive. So I'd still give it to Khalid Jameel, which is interesting, which I don't think people sort of know. Even in the I-League, the coaches that have been winning the I-League have been Chennai City ka bhi foreign coach tha, Mohan Bagan ka bhi foreign coach tha. So it's quite interesting. Let's see how the semi-finals go.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.